Like many other states across the country, Colorado is experiencing a spike in overdose deaths from opioids. The problem has now reached the State House. A bipartisan group of lawmakers agreed last month to support a package of bills next session that they hope will reduce opioid dependence and deaths. But some of them may be viewed as controversial. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
One of the six bills seeks to create a supervised injection facility in Denver. It would be a safe space for users of heroin and other injectable drugs to get high.
I was really up in the air about this topic a year ago, and, you know, the crash course that I've gotten is, you know, number one, 100% of dead addicts don't recover.
That's Jonathan Singer. He's a Democratic lawmaker from Longmont and a member of the Opioid and Other Substance Use Disorder Interim Study Committee. Prior to taking office, he worked with people with addictions.
And the last thing I thought I wanted to do was to encourage them to continue using. And by providing them with a safe space to do that, I thought that might actually be rewarding a behavior that we didn't want to see.
This practice falls under the heading of harm reduction, a spectrum of strategies that meet drug users where they are at. Safe injection sites provide clean needles as well as access to healthcare and treatment referrals. There are about 100 of them in 9 countries around the world. The first one in North America was started in Vancouver, Canada. Mark Townsend is one of the founders.
So these were places where people could inject drugs safely, and their addiction, if you wanted to call it a health problem, didn't have to be a death sentence. They could live for another day to get into treatment and detox.
Townsend points out that no one has ever died at a safe injection facility. But if history is any indication, Colorado's proposal could have a tough road ahead. Or it could follow the path of another drug program that was controversial when it first started.
So we'll give them a 10-pack of syringes, a pack of cottons.
Patty Brezovar is an HIV and hepatitis C prevention specialist at the Boulder County Health Department. She's filling up a paper bag with sterile injection equipment.
And some antibiotic ointment.
So you can just come in and say, I would like some syringes.
Yep.
Then.
Needle exchange programs began popping up in the early 1990s in response to the AIDS epidemic. But handing out clean syringes was illegal back then, and critics thought it would promote drug use. Syringe access facilities are now in most states, and federal funds can be used to support the programs, except to buy needles.
We really try to meet people where they're at. We ask them what they need that day.
Boulder County operates 4 access sites, including one that's open 24 hours a day. They also provide a lot of other services, like HIV and hepatitis C testing, drug safety education, and referrals if clients are ready for treatment. The program is anonymous. But with the current opioid epidemic, Brezovar says their clients have grown from about 200 in 2010 to more than 1,300 already this year.
I think what it does is it allows people who have been really stigmatized for a long time to not hide and to not have shame around their use. And that allows them to access services and resources that they may otherwise not have gotten.
Even with programs like this, 528 people died from opioid and heroin overdoses in Colorado last year. That's why Jonathan Singer and other members of the committee believe a supervised injection facility is the next step in combating the problem.
We decided to go with a very small one-off pilot program to give it an opportunity to see whether it succeeds or fails, or see how it succeeds, and then see if this is something that we can move on a larger scale.
Similar facilities are being proposed in cities around the country. Denver was chosen because the city council expressed interest in opening a site.
As a public official, I cannot stand by idly and do nothing.
Albus Brooks is the council president. He recently toured the supervised injection facility in Vancouver, meeting with police, local politicians, and public health officials.
These are proven results. We know they work. And right now, we're not doing anything in our city of substance to begin to curb those numbers. And I believe that this is one strategy of many that could help.
The supervised injection facility bill, if passed, would also allow hospitals to add syringe access programs and public schools to provide opioid overdose medication. Lawmakers will begin work on the measure in January. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.